Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. Today, I'm sharing the story of Ashley Russell, a young mom who has found herself facing one of the most difficult seasons of her life. What began as a back injury and time away from work quickly turned into a series of doctor's visits, scans, and tests after doctors discovered a mass on her kidney and adrenal gland. Now, Ashley is now traveling back and forth to UAB for testing, surgery, and treatment while trying to navigate the emotional, physical, and the financial toll this journey has created for her and her family. Joining me right now is Ashley Russell. Ashley, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Ashley, before we talk about the medical side of things, let's tell listeners a little bit about yourself, about your daughter, and your life before all of this began.
Well, I have a 10-year-old little girl who enjoys playing softball. Basically, you know, just trying to work and take off, you know, when I can, and just navigate everyday life and just show up for her as much as I can.
How has life changed for you, Ashley, since the diagnosis?
Well, I'm having to go to take chemo. I do chemo treatments for 3 days a week, and then I skip 2 weeks, and then I do another 3 days for a week. I'm actually taking my last round in June, but I'm still having to take Mitotane, which is a chemo form, a pill form. So I got to take that for 2 years. But other than that, I'm tired a lot, nauseous. But as far as when it comes to her, I'm just, you know, still trying to do everything I can to show up for her and, like, not let her life be changed by it.
As I mentioned, Ashley, you were already dealing with a back injury and being out of work before the doctors discovered the mass. Walk listeners through how all this unfolded.
I was just at work, and my foot got stuck under a pallet, and I tripped and fell. So I had to go, of course, to their workman's comp doctor. I did 6 to 8 weeks of physical therapy. I told him, I was like, hey, you need to do MRI. Like, my back's still hurting. You know, it's something other than just pulling something. So finally, my last visit, you know, she was like, well, my doctor thinks it's good to go ahead and do an MRI to see what's going on. I did an MRI on Christmas Eve. And then the Friday after Christmas Eve is when she called me and told me my results was in to come to talk to her. And then that's when I went in and she was like, hey, they found a mass on your, she said a kidney at first, but it was my adrenal gland. And they don't know if it is cancerous or not. So you'll just have to go to your primary doctor and y'all have to figure it out from here. And so that's when they closed my workman's comp case.
What was your response or reaction to finding out that this was the next step of your journey?
Honestly, I wanted to cry. But I was just trying to, you know, hold it back, trying to be, you know, that strong person. Like, no, don't cry right here in front of the doctor. It's okay. But after that, I got in the car, told my mom, and of course, that's when the waterworks started.
How does one go about explaining this to a 10-year-old daughter to share with her what's happening to her mom?
Well, I honestly didn't even, I just told her that I was going to have surgery, that they found something on my, I told her my kidney, because, you know, what do you, how do you explain what an adrenal gland is to a 10-year-old, like you said. So I told her they found a spot on my kidney, that they're going to have to remove it. And then I waited until the results from the biopsy came back where that she told me it was cancer. And then I sat down and, you know, I told her, I was like, look, everything's going to be okay. I'm going to have to do chemo treatments. They got it all, you know, just trying to give her that satisfaction of my mom's going to be okay.
And you've had to make trips back and forth from Athens, Alabama to Birmingham to UAB for appointments and testing. What does that look like physically and financially?
Financially, it's a struggle, for sure. It is a struggle. Physically, it's not, I try to not make it as bad because it is like when, it's usually the second week that I'm off from my chemo that I have to go. Actually, like next week, I think it's next week. Yeah, next week I actually have to go to UAB also. So I should be fine. Might be a little tired, but it's just the financial. The financial is what really, you know, that and then everything from the chemo.
Let's talk about the people who have supported you along the way. As I mentioned, you had two cousins who shared this with me. How do you feel about the family and friends and community that have rallied around you so far?
I have great, I mean, just absolutely great supporters. As far as my village that helps take care of my kid, my mom, absolutely fantastic. She's been there every step of the way. And then my sister, you know, her and my best friends, they help with my little girl on like the week I have chemo. You know, they keep her that week and they make sure she gets to softball practice, gets to school. They have their own little group me, little group chat that, you know, when I'm in chemo, they talk in that like, hey, who's getting jazzed this week? Who's, you know, who's picking her up, who's taking her here, so I don't have to worry about none of that. So, I mean, all around, like, I have great people, and I have had some people, you know, to reach out without the GoFundMe, and you know, get some money for that. But altogether, like, my village is amazing.
You know, Ashley, sometimes people see the diagnosis, but they don't fully understand the emotional exhaustion that comes with the uncertainty, the waiting, and especially in your situation, having a 10-year-old daughter. What would you want listeners to understand about that part of this experience?
It's very rough. Like, it is. Just being a single mother alone is hard, but after finding out all of this and then just like trying to hold everything together, be the strong person for your child, like, that's hard.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Ashley Russell as she shares her difficult experience that she's going through, the journey and the challenges that her family is facing right now. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation and also let you as a listener know how you can support Ashley during this time. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as I have a special guest on the line with me right now. Her name is Ashley Russell, and she's courageously sharing her story. I know it's not easy as she faces surgery, medical uncertainty, and the financial strain that often comes with serious health battles. We've shared many of those stories here on The Mark White Show, and Ashley's is another that it's an opportunity to make a difference in her and her family's life. Ashley, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mark.
As we think about this experience and what you've gone through, what has this taught you about life and what truly matters most?
It's for sure taught me that, you know, you never know what can come up in your life. I mean, just in 2018, the mask wasn't there. And then here it is, 2026, and bam, it's there. So, but for sure, never take life for granted. You never know what's going to happen.
I'm sure you can think of some small acts of kindness or encouragement that have meant a lot to you. Is there anything that stands out that somebody has done that has impacted you in a special way since your diagnosis?
Oh, most definitely. There was one day I came home and the mail lady had pulled up into the driveway and I'm like, you know, hey, what are they doing? And so she gets out and she has a package and she says, is this for Ashley Russell? And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I was like, I don't remember ordering anything, but okay. So I get inside, I open it, and it's a whole little chemo set. It has like different little things in there. And I looked up the website, and someone has to recommend you and put your name in there, and they send you a box of different little goodies for like take the chemo and things like that. And I was just like, oh, like, you know, it was just the little small things you wouldn't expecting. And then was before, like I said, my village, my best friends, they made a chemo bag for me. They got me a little bog bag and put like different snacks, blankets, fuzzy socks, just things I would need for chemo. And then they buy me like head wraps because I did have to, you know, shave off all my hair. So it's just the small things like that, you know, that really does mean a lot. And then just helping with my child.
Ashley, do you recall the organization that sent the box? That might be helpful to someone out there right now who may need that as well.
It's Personal Pep Rally. It came with like a little bag, a blanket, a 1 minute prayer, a book for those with cancer, a stress ball, ginger buds for the nausea. And then you also get like a piece of mail just for uplifting once a month after you get your initial package.
Ashley, the other Ashley who organized your GoFundMe, described you as someone who would help anyone without hesitation. Where would you say that you learned to care for others in this way yourself?
I guess I would have to say my mom, which, I mean, she gets it from my mom all, which is, you know, passed away, but I would have to say it's from them.
And a lot of families that are going through these types of health battles, they quietly struggle through the financial part of the medical crisis. What would you want people to understand about the hidden costs and pressures that come with situations like this?
For one, insurance, yeah, even if you have insurance, it doesn't help. It doesn't pay for everything. My chemo is actually like $1,100. And that's with my insurance. And so luckily I had Walgreens had helped me. They had some kind of discount thing. And then Clearview, they helped me get the rest of it. But insurance, only just because you have insurance, it doesn't mean, oh, she's got insurance, she's fine. No, it's not the case.
Ashley, you know, a lot of people, maybe beforehand, before diagnosis, faith and hope, maybe not as important, but I found that a lot of people who get a diagnosis, faith and hope become especially important during those difficult seasons. What has helped keep you going emotionally and spiritually?
Faith and hope is for sure very important. Just knowing, hey, you have a little girl that needs you. That's what has kept me going.
And what would you say to someone else who's listening right now who may be facing a frightening diagnosis or uncertain medical journey themselves?
I would just tell them, you know, keep all the faith they can in God and they'll get through it. I mean, You have to lean on, if you don't lean on God, then who else are you going to lean on?
And I'm sure there are people out there who will want to help. We have a really great group of people who support the Mark White Show. And when we share efforts like this, they jump in and they become part of your journey, so to speak. And as we think about how people can help, I know that the GoFundMe has been established. You also mentioned that people have been giving outside of GoFundMe because some people don't necessarily want to contribute through GoFundMe. What are the different ways that they can help you right now, Ashley?
I have Venmo, and that is Ash Loves You, the number 2. And then I have Chime. It's Ashley325. And then I also have Cash App. That is Tabitha, T-A-B-A-T-H-A, Gonzalez, G-O-N. Z-A-L-E-Z-1. I do have PayPal. And that is Ash with 2 H's, loves you, Y-O-U.
What if someone would like to send cards or letters or a check through the mail? Do you have an address of where somebody could send correspondence?
It's 13953 Parker Road, Athens, Alabama, 35611.
And as we close out, Ashley, what's a message that you would like to leave with listeners about gratitude, perseverance, and even leaning on others during hard times? Because I know a lot of times asking for help is not easy.
It's most definitely not, because I am one of those people. I don't like asking for help. I'm very independent. When you're going through a hard time like this, if you have that village, if you have those people to help you, they're offering to help you, take it. Because you never know, that might be their blessing. You just need to be thankful and that remember, like, someone else's story can always be worse than yours.
Ashley, I want to thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. As you face uncertainty and financial strain that come with serious health challenges, and your story reminds us that behind every diagnosis is a real family trying to hold life together while navigating those appointments, the treatments, the travel, the bills, and the emotional exhaustion. So thank you for your willingness to share, and I appreciate both of your cousins, Gabriella and Destiny, for sharing this effort with me to bring you here to share your story today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mark.
Again, folks, you can go to the GoFundMe if you would like. Ashley also gave the other avenues that you can support. And to go to the GoFundMe, simply go to GoFundMe.com and you can search Help Ashley Through Her Medical and Financial Strain. That will get you directly to that GoFundMe. That is organized by Ashley Taylor. So if you get to the right GoFundMe, you'll see Ashley Taylor. And Ashley is spelled A-S-H-L-E-E. Ashley Taylor is the organizer of that. But thank you again, Ashley, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Green's Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Green's Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Where they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.